Umber, Amer, Fort, Jaipur. From the super utilitarian and super stunning Hawa Mahal, the Palace of Winds, let's move to the crowning glory of the Pink City, the Trinity of Forts. Located just 8 kilometers from Hawa Mahal, the main access from the Pink City takes you to Umber, Amer, Fort. A smaller winding path just short of Umber leads you to Jagad Fort. Maota Lake, original name, Mahavita, meaning large banyan tree, a massive water body, lies between these two approaches. There is an island Mughal garden in Maota, called Kesar Kiri, saffron flower bed. Its presence right outside the fort is like a trailer of a blockbuster. It reveals an obvious Mughal and Rajasthani architectural influence you will witness in Umber, the 16th century mega fort. Umber, Amer Fort. The construction work of the fort started in the first millennia, 967 CE. Its vintage is beyond heritage as it has been a silent spectator of the reign of many dynasties like the Minas, the Kachwahas, and the Rajputs. Today, it may be the crowning glory of Jaipur, but let us not forget that Savoy Jay Singh founded Jaipur only in the early 18th century, while Umber existed since the latter half of the 9th century. Perched atop a hillock, Umber gets its name from goddess Umma. She was the family deity of Minas. A gentle climb on a cobbled pathway takes you to the first courtyard through Surajpol, Sun Gate, and east-facing gate. If you are riding an elephant, this is where you alight. The courtyard is large. How large? Well, large enough for the army to hold its victory parade. This courtyard is called Jalib Chowk. It is lined by stable for horses and rooms for the soldiers. The fort is laid out in a north-south orientation. As you go south and step into the second courtyard, two hypostyle halls stare you in the face. Divan Em, the House of Commons, and Divan Ekaz, the House of Lords. You can see Ara Valleys, the oldest mountain range in the world, from the windows of Divan Ekaz. Palace is inside Umber. The access to palace is within is through Gunashapol, Ganesh Gate. Get ready to get awed as you look at this imposing gate. Its spiritual work is amongst the best in the world. The gate is named after Lord Ganesha, being an obstacle remover deity. As you step further south into the palace's complex, Arambagh, relaxation garden, greets you. Laid out in the Mughal Charbagh design, the garden looks glorious even now. To the east lies Sheesh Mahal, Palace of Mirrors. The quality of mirrors has withstood the elements for over 3 centuries and look good as new even today. In Arambagh complex, to the west lies Sukhnawas, abode of happiness. A system of pipes connected to a water supply cooled this section. Further south, a Baradari, 12-door corridor, leads you to Zanana, the ladies' quarters. More on Umber. The entire fort complex has a few temples, notably Siola Devi Temple, Jaimandir Temple, and Jaimandir Temple. UNESCO has inscribed Umber Fort, acknowledging the magnificence of the fort and the palaces within. No trip to the Pink City is complete without a visit to this allurement. Most travel itineraries club this beauty along with a day trip to Jaipur. Exercise caution and spare a day as this attraction is just one of the trinity of forts here. It is definitely worth your time, and I am sure after seeing this and the next post, you'll agree.